This past weekend, 10 North Bay and District Junior Lakers hockey teams traveled across the province to Sudbury, East Ottawa, Brampton, and Whitby to take part in four different tournaments. In Brampton, the U18AA Junior Lakers skated to a 2-1-0 record in round-robin play, earning them a spot in the round of 16 where they faced off against the Northern Subway Selects from Nova Scotia. In the round of 16, the Subway Selects edged the Junior Lakers 3-2. In East Ottawa, the U13 White House League Junior Lakers earned a 1-1-1 record, leaving them out of the elimination round. The Junior Lakers earned a 1-1 tie versus the Cornwall Typhoons and defeated the Gatineau Tornadoes 2-1. In Sudbury, the U18 Blue House League Junior Lakers earned their first win of the season versus the Huntsville Sting in an exciting 5-3 win. Ellie Beauparlant scored two goals for the Junior Lakers, with Janik Arbour, Kaylee Panas, and Hayden Baudet each picking up a goal and Dakota Cherry earning an assist. The U9 Sky Blue House League Junior Lakers also participated in the Sudbury Snowflake Tournament. The U9 Sky Blue team showed determination and spirit, bringing a medal back to North Bay for participating in the U9 Festival. Six Junior Lakers teams headed south to take part in the Whitby Tournament of Heroes, the U11B, U11A, U13B, U13A, U15A, and U18A teams all had great showings in the GTA. Three Junior Lakers teams advanced to the semifinals, with two teams bringing gold medals back to North Bay. The U11B Junior Lakers earned a 1-1 tie versus the Oshawa Lady Generals to open the tournament before dropping Game 2, 2-0 to the Owen Sound Ice Hawks. On Saturday, the U11B Junior Lakers would once again earn a 1-1 to open the day, this time versus the North Durham Blades before falling 2-0 to the Durham West Lightning. The U11A Junior Lakers had a strong showing in Whitby with a 2-2-0 record after round-robin play. The U11A team would earn a 2-1 win versus North Durham and a 4-1 win versus Peterborough, just missing out on the medal round. The U13A Junior Lakers went undefeated through the round-robin with a 3-0-1 record to earn a first-place finish in pool play. In the round-robin, they tied West Northumberland 1-1, then defeated East Ottawa 3-0, Clarington 2-0, and Oakville 1-0. In the early morning semifinal on Sunday, the North Bay team would face Northern Ontario rivals the Sudbury Lady Wolves. Unfortunately, the Junior Lakers fell 3-0 in the semifinal game to the Lady Wolves. For the second straight season, the U13B Junior Lakers are bringing home a medal from Whitby. After a silver medal finish in 2023, the Junior Lakers went back to Whitby looking for gold. The U13B team started the tournament with three wins and a tie in round-robin play. With a 2-0 win over Lindsay, 2-0 win versus the host Whitby Wolves, a 3-3 tie versus West Northumberland, and a 5-1 win versus Oshawa. Sunday morning, the Junior Lakers took on the Oshawa Lady Generals in a rematch during semi-final play. The Junior Lakers would go on to win 2-1 to advance to the finals. In the championship game, the Junior Lakers skated to a 2-1 win versus the Nepean Wildcats. The U15A Junior Lakers began the tournament with a 5-5 tie versus the host Whitby Wolves, then went on to defeat Scarborough 7-0 on Friday evening. On Saturday, the Junior Lakers skated to a 1-0 win over Napanee before downing the West Northumberland Wild 6-0. After an undefeated round-robin, the U15A Junior Lakers finished third overall, finding them in the semifinals versus the undefeated Haldimand Rivercats. The Junior Lakers would defeat the Rivercats 3-1 to advance to the championship game. The championship game would be a battle of Northern Ontario, as the Junior Lakers faced off with the Sudbury Lady Wolves. North Bay would go on to win the finals 4-1. The U15A Junior Lakers have brought home four straight tournament titles, winning gold in Markham, Waterloo, North Bay, and now Whitby to round out their 2024 tournament weekends. The U18A Junior Lakers battled hard all weekend. To open the tournament, the U18A team faced a strong Flamborough team where they dropped the game 5-1. Later on Friday evening, they dropped a close game 4-3 to the Oshawa Lady Generals. On Saturday, they faced the Cambridge Roadrunners where they fell 3-1 before earning a 2-2 tie versus the host Whitby Wolves.